So today, at the Building and Operating Committee meeting of the Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation Board of Directors, there will be discussion of a proposal to set a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit on the Golden Gate Bridge sidewalks. Today, we will begin the public dialogue on this proposal, and it will not go forward for a possible action by our Board of Directors until at least May 30th. So we're opening a conversation with interested stakeholders. Obviously, the bicyclists in the area will be very interested, and we will go through the safety considerations and the analysis that was looked at to arrive at the proposal to implement a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit for bicycles on the bridge sidewalks.
And could you describe a bit more about the safety issues involved in that and how dangerous it is for bikes to be going at a higher speed than 10 miles per hour?
Well, essentially, we have several challenges on the Golden Gate Bridge sidewalks. We have a tremendous volume of users, both bicycles and pedestrians, and at times during the day, those two users are on the same sidewalk, the east sidewalk, and sometimes they're separated. The bicyclists are typically on the west sidewalk on the weekends. And interestingly enough, the greater percentage of accidents occur with just solo bicyclists. And of all accidents, 39% of all accidents involve speed as a factor. So in looking at the accidents over the last 10 years, of which there have been 164 that have been reported to us, speed has been a factor in 39% of those. And so we wanted to do an in-depth study to look at the various factors on the bridge sidewalks. And out of that came the recommendation from the consultants that we implement a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit. The Golden Gate Bridge sidewalks are narrow, as is the roadway on the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's some interesting geometry, particularly around the towers, where we would actually ask for a 5-mile-an-hour speed limit. So it's a combination of the volume, the track record of accidents, and the number of accidents that involve speed as a factor that we have arrived at this proposal.
I've spoken with a couple of biking groups, and their response
sure.
to the $100 fine is, oh, well, that's just more money for the district. It's a way.
It's not, and it doesn't go into our coffers at all. It's just like a speeding ticket that doesn't, you know, come to us. It goes to Marin or San Francisco County, wherever the ticket is processed. It does not come to us.
Okay. And how are you going to be policing this?
Well, we would coordinate with the California Highway Patrol, who have policing authority on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
And we would, if this were to go forward, we would essentially, work with them to develop a program and then let the public know what that program is in terms of enforcement.
Okay. And will the general public have an opportunity to be a part of this discussion? And if so,
absolutely.
How?
Absolutely. That's what we're starting today, is that public dialogue. And as this has come through the news media, it has, today we've already generated, I think, in the vicinity of about 50 comments that have come into bridgecomments@goldengate.org, and we encourage those comments.
Who will need to eventually approve this?
Our board of directors.
And that won't come before May 30th, is that right?
Right. Tomorrow is a committee. We have five standing committees of the Board of Directors, and tomorrow is one of those standing committee meetings. And as such, you know, it will go through the committee, and then the committee can decide to forward it to the full board on May 13th, or conversely, they could ask it for it to come back to committee for further discussion.
Thank you. And, I mean, finally, I just wanted to get a sense of why you decided to have this report commissioned. I mean, what were some of the concerns, or what were some of the events that led to this, to the commissioning of this report?
Well, the Board of Directors in late 2008 actually asked that we take a closer look at the considerations for safety and if there's ways that we could improve safety on the sidewalks. And as such, we went through the RFP process and the consultant study, and we're at the end of that process now where we have the results and recommendations of that study.